Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and I am deeply grateful you chose to be with me on this, April 7th day, 2024, and that's what this program is being recorded for. Got an interesting question here from Lionel in Florida, long ways away, and I'm grateful that Lionel listens to the Aspire broadcast. I really am, and his kind comments, and Lionel, I want to thank you for your comments and kindness about the TV programs that I've offered. He was watching one where I talked about the idea of a generosity and that a spiritual practice has to be a matter of generosity, and you have to, so to speak, give to your practice, if you can understand that, if you want it to be potent and effective. And his question is how to give when you don't really understand giving nor think you can give. Lionel, everybody can afford to do whatever they really want to do. This I've learned over my 50-some years of being a teacher. Everybody can afford it. Everybody. It doesn't matter who you are, how little you have. Even if it's the widow's mite, the story of the woman who gave only a penny, barely a penny, into the treasury of the synagogue there, and Jesus and his disciples were watching as these people unloaded a tremendous amount of money into the temple treasury, but this widow could only give one mite, barely a penny. And Jesus said, she has given more than them all because she gave of her heart. So I have always been deeply moved by that. And I understand the story of the widow's mite. I'm sure you understand the inference there that I just clumsily gave you, but there it is. So the deal is, it's the gift of your heart, not just the finances. It's not dropping a quarter in the machine, you know, and hoping that the cosmic machine will save you or give you something back. It just doesn't work like that. How it works is from the heart. And this is the difficulty. I find that most people are not generous because they can't love. They don't love. It is very hard for people to say, I love you. They suffer from hardness of heart. And Lionel, maybe you do too. I don't know you, but I would assume the difficulty is in the hardness of heart. That thing within people that we all have, where it's difficult for us to be generous because generosity requires two things. And if you don't do these two things, if you don't master these two things, then what happens is their absence masters you. The first in generosity is forgiveness. I cannot emphasize this enough. Forgiveness, the letting go, the releasing of my energies from feeling victimized, and the only way I can feel that way is through my ego, and my ego purports itself through my genetics and my DNA, and when I really look at why I won't forgive or how I don't forgive or whatever, I start to really realize what a travesty I've done to myself, what terrible things I've done to me by not forgiving. And the second that coincides with that is mercy. When Jesus said in the Beatitudes, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy, he was talking about the exact thing I'm talking about. In that kind of generosity comes the beauty of life, the appropriateness of the order of life inside my living. You see, Lionel, there is an order to this thing called an awakening, this thing called the universe. And in that order, we are placed in that order via our own hands, by our own hands. if I am a resentful person, if I am an angry person, if I feel like I'm the victim, or I go into some craziness about what I think is morally right and morally wrong, I place myself in the posture and the position of being answerable to those things. So I can gain the whole world, but as Jesus said, lose myself. The object is to awaken. So when I'm forgiving, when I'm merciful, when I see the mercy that is necessary to forgive, I come into the generosity of the universe that showers me with the whole effort of love. I begin to feel the state of love, real love, not Greg Penn love, real love, love that is authentic. And I am showered by it. I am protected by it. I am given the ability to be more effective, not only in my own life, but in helping other people. And everybody's in the people business, whether we know it or not. We are here to help and to love one another as best is allowed. Some people won't allow you to do that. And that kind of compassion to understand what a person is capable of and what they're not capable of is a very important moment in your life. Mercy comes in that moment when I realize what is obvious, that maybe somebody you're trying to help or somebody you're trying to forgive, you must realize they know not what they do. They really don't. They don't know the karma. They don't know how their hatred towards you or you towards them is going to affect them in their worldly life and in their evolution or the lack thereof of ascending to an awakening in this lifetime. There is nothing more important than the awakening. To do the things I'm talking about, you have to go back to the widow's mite. You have to do everything with her, as she gave, her totality, her love, her deep, profound gratitude and love. The gesture of the penny doesn't matter. The gesture of the heart does matter. And that's really what it's all about. But most people, they don't get that. They don't understand it. So they live by their hardness of heart. And thus, they cannot give. They cannot forgive. They cannot be generous. They live in some kind of moral obligation to a cause that they've made up and invented in their own minds. They just don't get it. So with all that being said, they become subject to their own karma. And they may have all the earthly treasures a person could want, but the truth of the matter is they don't have themselves. I know a lot of people who think that they were in the right by doing vindictive, ugly things in the course of their lifetime, and they were proud of what they did. They thought they were doing the quote-unquote right thing, but these people have much regret in themselves, and they try to ignore it by covering it up with family and friends and money and children and all sorts of things, and they miss the real purpose and the meaning of what it is to awaken. And so with this being said, hopefully you will start to understand you have to work on the state of your heart and the mercy. And ask yourself this: do I want to be held to everything I've ever done in my life that was unkind? Everything that I've done that was what I thought of as kind, do I want to be held to all of that, or do I want to be free from it so I might find the deeper cause of my life, the deeper essence of my life, maybe the meaning of my life? You have to ask yourselves these questions. And if you never come up with an answer, then you never come up with an answer in this life. But I can guarantee you, at one life or another, in the evolution of your own inner being, you will have to answer those questions. And you'll answer them in the most loving way, I'm sure, because this universe is based on nothing but love. Real love. Oh, I gotta go. Thank you for listening. Thank you all for listening. Thank you for your questions. I hope it helped. And I'll be back on the air next week. Please forgive me. Namaste.